Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Niggas swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up.
Who the hell knows, but all I know is we're recording a new episode. Huzzah!
Yay! Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Delayed yes. Well, hello, boys. It sounds like a full house, taking out all the echoes.
It's all good.
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on, boys? Anyone else's kids being disciplined?
I'm assuming all the kids are in bed, yeah?
Yes.
If by kids you mean my wife, yes, they are in bed.
Your wife too?
Down and out.
Damn.
I mean, you know, these are long days at home. Like they seem like they're aging us in dog years. Like being around each other. Like we're not like constantly in each other's faces, you know, because you know she might have the Rona. But still, like we're keeping ourselves like engaged and doing other stuff. But you know, the hours and the minutes just start to like feel like forever, you know.
Gotta take breaks. Gotta
if that's how it feels for you, imagine how it feels for us. Come on, man.
Yeah, that's like space time.
No idea. This is the best time to not have kids. Oh, you remember all that crap I was telling you that you should have kids? This is the time to not have kids.
Yeah, I called that bluff long ago, man. So don't worry about me.
Nice.
Good lord.
Oh my goodness.
Well, it sounds like you guys are insane. In good spirits. Good spirits? Spirits?
Oh, good spirits. That's the trend these days.
That might be the only thing saving you.
Try not. Yeah, it's 3 o'clock, 3 p.m. I try to make it a point to not drink before 3 p.m. now. Oh, before it was starting way too early, but now it's like, all right, watch the clock. Once it hit 3, you're fine. That's technically like happy hour around the world, so
no,
you're good.
What's the saying? It's 3 o'clock somewhere. I don't know. It sounds like poison in my ears.
Is that not the saying?
It's no. My God! It's so not the saying.
It's totally not. It's so not.
Man. Yeah.
What time were you drinking before then? If you're saying you had to set up, you're saying that you were drinking too early. What time?
Well, initially when all this started, you're like, oh, cool, everyone's home. You know, it's kind of like it feels like a party, right? So then you started drinking around 11 o'clock just because, you know, you're like kind of, it's kind of exciting. It's kind of new and you're just, you know, it's kind of like brunch, right?
Okay.
Drinking with lunch. So it's all good. But then over the course of a couple of days, once you realize this is going to be a long-term thing, you're like, this is not a good habit to start drinking around like 10, 11 o'clock. So yeah, got to reel it back a little bit.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
And they're phrasing it, the Corona 15 now. Everyone's gaining their 15 pounds just being stuck at home.
Yeah.
I'm feeling that.
Well, with all those trips to Costco, you know, you've got plenty of opportunity to catch that 15.
Oh, yeah, buying snacks in bulk is not good.
We're going to get to that.
Not good.
Someone has a problem. Yeah. By someone, I mean you. Semi-live from Eddie's room from the Bad Slant Studios in Fairfax, Virginia. This is the Bad Slant Podcast. I feel I should mention that it's episode 78. It's March 26, 2020. I only do that because all the days are running together. It feels like Saturday. It could be Wednesday. Like nothing makes any sense. I need context. I need to know where we all are on the calendar. And I feel like I'm probably not alone in that regards, but I do this as a service to you all out there. We're recording Thursday, March 26th, so you're listening on the podcast, be that Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Pandora, CastBox, the whole lot. You're listening on a Friday, and we thank you. But if you're catching this on Twitch on Thursday night, we thank you as well. Our friend Tony, I should say. He's out there. He was beating us up, or beating me up about going live on Twitch because I might have shot off the missive a little too quick. But I don't know. But we thank him and anyone else that's catching us on Twitch. We appreciate that support. What we would appreciate even more is if you support the show by shopping badslant.com/support. You can get all your Amazon, Target, and Walmart goods through the link on our website. We're going to bang that Target link one more time. You know, we saw a little bit of action in the last week, enough to keep things moving forward. But I'd say you got any more dish soap, hand sanitizer you could possibly get delivered to your house, make sure you order it through our link, badslant.com/support, through the Target.
Slim pickings, though, man. I was looking for those black gloves that we posted a couple weeks back.
Yeah.
Not even.
Who
I was
knew,
looking
man?
Up. I was looking up hand soap refills. Nah, it's not even there. Toilet paper? Nah, not there either. I'm like, I don't know where to go, man.
Okay, if you need cleaning supplies and sanitary goods, the internet is probably not your friend. But if you need the plug on Oreos or the snacks to get your COVID-15 in, I would say Target would be your best bet. So make sure you bang the link
or
the banner.
Your TVs, your iPads, yes. Your monitors, your phones.
Yeah, because you can't watch Birds of Prey on that crappy ass TV while you're home for 27 days. You got to buy that. You got to watch the thing on a good TV. You know what I'm saying?
I can't wait to hear about that.
Oh yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of interesting viewing going on right now. We got a lot to get to. I wanted to make a point to try to veer off the COVID-19 quarantine discussion. That seems like it seems fresh every week, but. I just like I go back and realize we've been discussing it for about a month solid. Like there was the precursor, like who's really freaked out about this, and like should we really be afraid? To being in the middle of it, like okay, we're not quite locked down yet, but it could be a thing. To oh my God, for the last 3 weeks we haven't left the house and we're never going to leave ever again. So I don't know, like. We're going to try to get off of that at some point, but there's too much going on that's related to it that we really can't, we can't ignore it. Is that fair?
Yeah,
that's fair.
Super fair.
All right. Top of mind. God, we actually had a long winded conversation before the show, about how much attention we would devote to this specific topic, if only because, the person involved with said topic is, something of a flim flam man, but be that as it may, we got a video sent to us this week from a friend of the show, the beer tender Liam, chronicling what appears to be an epidemic of idiocracy. Just people ignoring all the warnings to stay away from large crowds. It's not even for a good reason, like ICE going to Costco to get the latest drop of toilet paper. No, it's people swarming the tidal basin for cherry blossoms and going to Corona parties and the dumbest things you could possibly imagine. And our friend Liam, the beer tender, felt it necessary to drop a video. I believe we actually reposted it from our Instagram account, where he just went on and on and on, and gave birth to the hashtag don't be a piece of shit.
You know, people, I'm getting bored. So I'm scrolling through social media, looking through Facebook, and I saw something very disturbing.
And plenty of people were at the tidal basin today checking them out and not necessarily following the whole idea of social distancing.
And look, I get it. The cherry blossoms are at peak bloom. The weather is absolutely gorgeous. But down here at the tidal basin, there were some really enormous crowds. We were talking hundreds of people a little earlier on today. Check out this footage. You know how people are supposed to be 6 feet apart right now? A lot of these folks didn't even have 6 inches between them. People talked about how they've been stuck inside and just had to get out. But officials say this type of behavior is actually really dangerous.
And I got a message. The message is, don't be a piece of shit.
I mean, it's
it was
not
catchy at the time, though.
You're saying it was catchy?
Well, at the time, it was so fitting, and just the way that he produced the video, how it followed the news segments, and I was just like, because I was thinking the exact same thing at the time that he released the video. I was just like, thank you. all these jackasses are just ignoring the fact that we need to be isolated and self-quarantined and home, and these mother effers are out just going about their normal lives and playing basketball and walking around the tidal basins. Like, wait, come on, man.
Yeah, it's a bit of an epidemic. I mean, we're trying to stem the tide of the spread of this awful virus, and you have people still acting as if, I mean, because they're being forced to work from home, and so they're willing to get out. Getting out is fine, but in getting out in big crowds, especially around the tidal basin, my God, just to see some trees, like, granted, they're very pretty, but it's not worth it. So Liam's video actually chronicled that he actually had some trees that resembled cherry blossoms.
Like every other tree in Fairfax. Like, I don't understand the notion and the attraction, right?
Yeah, they're pretty for what, a couple weeks, then they lose their petals, and then you have to wait another year for them to come back. So that's whatever. I've never been to the cherry blossoms ever. So I've
ever.
I've been there once, but then it was like months after they've already bloomed, right? And all the petals had fallen off. So I just went down there just to hang out, but I wasn't there during peak bloom, right? So that's what they call it around these parts. So
in this country.
In this country. So, but Liam made a good point for sure. I mean, try to stay home. Don't be a piece of shit. And we kind of championed that, but then.
We lauded him for that. Like,
I really enjoyed it.
We give him an acre of shit every time he's on the show, and when, you know, every time he's not on the show, you know.
So,
but he earns all of that. But he definitely earned our acclaim for this, because I think he was speaking to everything that we were feeling in the moment. Whenever those videos started to come up on the newscasts and on Twitter, like these scores of morons just flocking to see. What is an annual occurrence, and again, it's not anything atypical from what you would see in your neighborhood in this area. So we roundly applauded his efforts on that front, and then he completely undid it all. like, honestly, again, we had much discussion about this topic and his contributions to this effort to keep folks from, you know, congregating. And we wanted to, like, give him some shine here on the show, on this broadcast. And evidently, Ice, I'll let you take the lead on this. You extended the olive branch, the invitation for him to speak to this topic. And what transpired from there?
Yeah, so after that video, it was very clear. I was like, let's get this guy on the show. I think it's the timing was perfect. The one time that he put something out that we all can agree that, yeah, he was spot on. He did a great job. So I was like, what I wanted to do, I wanted to give him the biggest shout out of the shout outs. I wanted to bring him on the show. I wanted to feature play the audio of his video. Give him all the credit there is.
I had to talk you down off of that one.
And then so I reached out to him. I said, hey, man, great stuff this week. I think the timing's perfect. I know your asses is home. We're all home. We're going to do the show remote. So what do you say? Join us this week. Be on the show. Talk a little bit about your motives behind the video. Radio silence for a little bit. So I was just like, okay, yeah, what else could he be doing? And then finally heard back from the guy. And let me see. Actually, let me pull up his text.
Please read the text.
Riveting radio.
Yes.
Let's see. Oh. Okay, the very first response I got from this guy. Not sure if I can have guests coming over. I was like, yes. Like, dude, you just did a whole video segment about, like, being home, don't be a piece of shit. And the very first thing I see here, have guests coming over. What? Like, you gotta be kidding me.
Which proves once and for all. He's a piece of shit, precisely.
Oh my God.
So, Jack,
man.
You're right.
And then
What?
So that's exactly what I replied with. I said, guess? Question mark, exclamation mark, hashtag don't be a piece of shit.
And then face mask, like, emoji.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, doing a gender reveal. I'm like, dude, a gender and shooting a video. I'm like, you're doing a gender reveal and shooting a video that's typically consists of a large gathering. I was like, you're having a gathering. In addition to being a piece of shit, you're having a gathering at your house. Like, come on, dick.
Yeah, that kid's going to be a hermaphrodite today or in 4 weeks. So, you know, it's totally fine to delay that whole reveal.
I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me, dog. Like, I don't know. I just can't imagine how you would just do a 180 like that so quick.
Well, I have to ask Liam's nemesis, Jack. What did you feel the moment that you heard that we had gotten the Heisman of all Heismans from the biggest hypocrite in the Bad Slant universe?
Not typical. It's part of the program.
So resigned.
I'm not surprised. I mean, it's the biggest middle finger to a larger part to us, because we pushed that, and then for him to turn around and say, no, you know what, I have a thing and I'm having a large gathering, and I can't make it. So it's just adds more to his, maybe he just did this on purpose, right? Maybe he's playing the long game, and maybe I'm giving him too much credit right now. So
you're giving him too much credit, spoiler alert.
I am, but yeah, that's a dick move, and it's a piece of shit. Like, you're having a gathering for, it's basically a party for a gender reveal, and you're doing this in light of one of the biggest pandemics this world has ever known, and you're over here touting, hey, don't go to the tidal basin, and start humping a tree. Like, you should, like, go F yourself, man. Like, that's literally, that. I'm really upset about it, because, like,
straight shoot.
It's a straight shoot, because our family, like, we're hunkering down, like, and so we have friends who also were really close to in the neighborhood. We don't see them, and, you know, like, it's because it's not like we don't trust them. It's because we don't know who they've seen.
Yeah.
And so when you have a big gathering like that, you don't know who these people have seen. So that's how it transmits, man. So you just don't know, man. Like, and to have the gall to do that, like, I thought he was smarter than that. But if he has if he really needed to do this, like, it couldn't be pushed off, or it couldn't have been done through Zoom or, like, Skype, like how we're doing it right now. Mm. So I was just like, that's cool. Like, whatever, man. Like, I pray to God he doesn't get it. But, like, if he does get it, I'll be like, well, I'm going to tell you, I told you so. You shouldn't have done that. So,
like, I think my comment as soon as I heard was, if ever God could prove himself to have a sense of humor, this is the very moment that it need. I'm not wishing it. I'm just saying, like, if we could, like, see the deity in all his grandeur, like, you know, perhaps this could be the moment. But, you know, we wish for the best for all of our friends and family in this time of uncertainty. You know, we will continue to push his initial message to not be a piece of shit, and we will maintain social distancing. And granted, we're gonna keep trying to put this show together at a distance for as long as we can. I thought perhaps we could do, like, a weekly wellness check for the Friends of the Bad Slant podcast.
That's cool.
Anyone but Liam. We will check on everyone else. Right? Fair?
Fair enough.
Fair.
Yes. Okay, so part of our wellness program, though, like, for the principles of this show, is a steady diet of alcohol. And, of course, we would not let this pandemic get in the way of our ongoing diet. And Jack went so far as to solicit a local beer vendor, which, granted, they made the service available, but I had no idea this was going to be a thing. How did you find out about Aslan Beer's delivery situation that just came about?
As with everything, it's social media. Right. I did see them, like, repost on their IG account about people giving them props about their deliveries. So I went on their site, you know, just poking around and looked at it. And, yeah, see what is this?
What's happening? I see this nothing, so someone's gonna have to clue me in here.
Hey,
you dick bags.
Of course. Jesus Christ. Why would you do this to us, Ice and Liam?
Don't talk shit behind my back.
I will talk shit to your face. I will talk shit on social media.
Yeah, I'll talk to you about it to your face. And it was being posted on Twitch, so you would have seen it anyways, or you would have heard it. So no worries. What's up, man?
That's the sound of old Liam there.
I just want you guys to know the gender reveal.
Oh my!
Both people got tested. They're corona free, and it was only the couple. So I'm aware of the 10 person rule. Okay.
How many people were at this gender reveal? Please tell me now.
Yeah, be honest. Man.
Two?
The couple. That's it. They wanted to make a video so they could show all their friends because we can't have a crowd gathering. So I did them a favor because I can make videos really good.
You can't make videos on Zoom, you dick.
No, it had to have an environment and they're corona free. I tested them with my own penis.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't think it's that powerful. So I don't think it could work.
That went over.
I never thought that seeing your two ugly faces, John and Jack, would make me so unhappy, but it's made me super unhappy.
Well, hearing your voice has made us equally as unhappy. So it's a draw, I say.
Complete draw.
Okay, so how did this happen? Ice, did you call him? What is this?
No.
I'm surprised you guys are still alive.
I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on. But
this is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Oh man. No, I did get the cold shoulder, and he was just like, nah, man.
I don't give my best friend a cold shoulder.
You gave him the cold shoulder.
I was like, he was like, nah, I got this big party going on. I can't join your little podcast. I was like, you dick, man. So I was like, screw you. And then just like an hour ago, he was like, so what time is all this going down? Like, what? Like, what's going on? So it was a last minute thing. He claims that he just freed up, but I don't know, man.
It's a work. It's definitely a work.
I can't believe it.
Jack, why are you blurring your background? You got a bunch of dildos back there or what?
No, you want to see it?
That's a horrible mistake.
This was your fault, Ice. This was your fault.
I tried to talk him out of it. Jack, you know this.
Yeah, so what's up with that, man? So you had this big old message about not being a piece of shit and not being around people and being isolated at home and all this stuff. But here you are. You're inviting strangers into your home.
A pregnant person, no less.
Come on, man. What is this? What are you talking about?
I invited two friends that want to do a gender reveal video because they can't have friends over for it.
Maybe you got it. Who knows?
The whole entire time, too.
And they trusted you with their baby?
No, they trusted me making their video to show their friends.
How far away were you? Just out of curiosity.
How far away?
From the couple.
From the what?
The couple.
The pregnant people, man.
I had a telephoto lens. We're good.
Okay. Did you shoot it from your neighbor's house where you shot the video?
You know, I brought this whole thing up about the whole let's shoot video for funerals, you know? Like, people can't have funerals anymore. So why not provide a opportunity for people to, you know, mourn their loved ones who are passed away. So yeah. It's the same thing here. Like they wanted to do the gender reveal video, but they can't have a party because it's the whole stupid virus thing. So they wanted to make a video so they could share with their friends, and they've been in their house the whole time, and we have. So there's no danger. Come over to shoot the video, and then you can put it out for your people.
Did you have N95 masks for those who are not?
I had it in a butthole, so I think I'm good.
You might need a bodysuit for that one. I'm just saying.
Well, you know, that's the thing with this whole climate thing. Like, you, even if when your most joyous moment, having your first child, you can't have your friends over and celebrate it.
Yeah, you know? Totally understand. So
what do you do? You look for your friends. You look for your friends to have, like, you know, the skills to make it as best as possible.
I'm just saying, Logitech makes wonderful 1080p cameras that could totally make this thing.
No, my reveal right here with my $2,700 lens on it will do a better job than all your shit camera shit and you put on your computer.
What about the new LiDAR enabled iPad Pro? I feel like
I will tell you what. I shot the review video with three cameras. So there's three different angles. It's gonna be epic when I edit it.
Okay.
Okay. Fair. We never doubted your videos editing skills.
You send us the video.
Your choice, basically, right?
You know what? If Jack was been isolated the whole time, he wanted me to come over and help him out, I'll do it.
I'm pretty sure that invitation's not coming. I'm just going to throw it out there.
You never know. You never know.
Jack and I are going to go to Rhode Island in a couple months, and we're going to be in a house together. So yep. You know what? He's willing to do it, to be isolated with me. So whatever. He can't talk shit.
You can't tell them that, man. Come on now.
Rhode Island in August or whatever date it is for a couple of days. And then I'm going to stick my dick in his butt.
What is going on here? This will be hatred. This will be like this.
I'm not breaking kayfabe here.
I'm going to whatever river lake we're in, and I'm going to drown him. And he's going to be dead. And then I'm going to replace him because I'm better than him. And to your podcast.
Nah. You'd have to kill me for sure.
My face could replace Jack, and my asshole could replace John's mouth, so we're good.
This is your fault, Ice. This is entirely Ice's
fault.
I wasn't expecting all this.
What the hell were you expecting?
I don't know.
He invited a pregnant couple over in the middle of a pandemic.
Good point. Touché.
I quarantined myself.
I'm completely safe. And I'm coming to John's house after this, and we're going to have a couple of scotches, and we're going to watch WrestleMania.
New locks on the door, just saying.
Look at this. Behind the scenes, you guys are all best buddies.
No, I'm not breaking kayfabe here. Jack's going on his stepbrother's tour with Liam in the summer.
I'm not friends with people under 5 feet tall.
Okay, so
that takes me out.
Yeah, all right. You know what? I will take that. I will welcome that any day of the week.
I can't talk to Jack right now with his gaming headset. It's fucking ridiculous. You're too old for it. Get it off your head. Be an adult.
He's playing Animal Crossing with that.
No, I don't have that.
John has his mic. Montreal has his super Apple headset. And Jack has his $5 headset he played Counter-Strike with 10 years ago. What's up with that?
I can't see. Is Liam talking into a directional dildo right now? Because that would make the most sense.
Oh, I'm actually talking to my MacBook Pro with Montreux. Ice would be very proud of. So.
That sounds pretty good.
It sounds really good, right? MacBook Pro, baby. Let's go.
Bleep your name, Ice.
I don't need my headset from 1980.
Well, we got the beer tin here. I think it's only fitting we talk about this next topic. So earlier this week, I saw a story on Instagram that Jack is picking up beer delivery in his driveway. And I was just like, beer delivery in the driveway? That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
So does every brewery deliver like that, or just the one you order from?
I'll be honest with you. That industry is struggling right now because, you know, you can't go to the tasting rooms. That's a huge profit margin. They sell their beers to bars and restaurants. They're all closed. Yeah. So you know what, like Jack doing that is super, it's super nice. Like more people should be doing that because these people, they work off very smart margins. Like a month of no revenue could close you.
Yeah.
Think about that. So what Jack's doing is everyone should be doing it. You know, it seems like weird, like having someone deliver your beer and the virus, like things are like transferable and everything, but at the end of the day, like a world where you're super sick, come back and everything's closed and not available, like what kind of world is that?
Yeah. So you know, on Tuesday there was the initiative like to eat local or get a takeout. So we did as well on Tuesday. So anything you can do, definitely to support your local businesses. I mean, in this time, is worth it. So Aslan was doing delivery. I looked it up. I enjoy their beers. They also included food as well. So it wasn't just,
oh, that's cool, man.
Yeah. So they had food as well. So which was pretty good. But you know, they have to set a minimum, and it's a 24-hour like turnaround if you're just buying beer. It's a 48-hour turnaround if you're doing with food as well. So, I mean, it was a no-brainer. I mean, it's just, you know, I love their beer. And the guy came, my wife. So the video you saw was my wife making sure that I wasn't being that I didn't like. Well, I kept my social distance from the delivery guy.
No daps, no hugs.
Not at all. I felt bad because we forgot to tip him. So I was just like, oh, shit. So next time he comes. Yeah, I know. Next time
he comes. Is it part of the order? Can't you tip him through the order or no?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I totally like, fucked up on that part because we were just worried about making sure that we kept our social distance. So if you take the correct precautions, man, like wipe everything down, I don't see why there's an issue. Anything anyone can do for sure. Like eat local, like order takeout, like, and just do what you can in this time because it's tough.
And was it the full menu or like, what did you have a select option of what you can order from that?
It seemed like a select option menu. So it wasn't like their full plethora of beers, but my guess is they don't have everything as well. So they're probably trying to keep everything down, at least to their inventory. So, I got a ton of stuff. So I'm happy. I'm stoked for sure.
All right. We'll give Liam one quick chance to redeem himself. is Mustang Sally doing anything like this? Cause I think we have featured them, a fair amount with you being on the show. Like, is there anything that we could do to support them? Cause I know you have, the relationship with them and, you know, indirectly we have the relationship with them as well.
Yeah. They're doing pickup beer. So you can always call them up, tell them what you want. And I think they're doing delivery too, within a certain distance. But you can always call them up. Their doors are open. But there's a website too called serviceindustryrf.org.
Okay. Service industry. So, you can send us a link, right?
Yeah, I'll send you the link.
Okay,
and
cool.
There's a guy named Ian Purcell. He's like a huge industry guy. He's worked with a lot of restaurants, and he's a part owner with Malarkey Distillery out in Manassas. Cool. And he made a web page where you'll link to your stuff, and then you're able to go to people's restaurants, GoFundMe, so you can fund the service workers if you really want the stuff. The places that you go to often and have fun, you can donate money to them. So I'll give you guys that link later.
Awesome, man. Nice. Well, you're still a piece of shit, but we appreciate you coming on to stand up for yourself and give a little shine to the folks that are suffering out there.
This couple wanted the video. They're corona free. They've quarantined and they come over and they just want to tell their friends they're having a baby. So I help them out.
It's all good, man.
Fair enough.
We just want to give you shit though. Like. kind of deserved it a little bit.
All right.
I hate you guys. And Dave, I hate you guys.
Okay, now we're back on track. Thank you, Christ.
I'm making a podcast called Straight Slant. You guys have to listen to my stuff. It's just me.
Yeah, your Straight Slant's going straight into a ditch, as far as I can tell. All right. Well, Liam, we thank you. Ice, please hang up.
No. Ice, don't hang up.
Cancel it. Cancel Liam.
I'll leave when I want to leave, okay? I'll leave when I want to leave. Hey. why you got snowboards behind you when you don't snowboard, you ass dick? I'm going to kill you right now.
Ass dick? This quarantine has ruined Liam. Like, he's just mushing words together and inviting pregnant couples over. Just all kinds of bad judgment.
All right. End of the day. I love you guys. Stay safe, and I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, brother.
All right, man.
Later.
All right. Later, man.
Go to my website, bigdick.com, and Bartender Liam's dick will be there.
No, seriously. Plug where they can find. Oh, did he leave?
Yeah, he left.
He's gonna send us the link. Don't worry about it.
Okay. All right.
We're fine. Oh God, that 15 minutes felt like an hour. Holy hell.
That was not fun.
Thanks, Ice, for that.
Totally. You totally railroaded us.
He texted me literally like right before the show, and I was like, okay, we'll squeeze you in.
You didn't have to honor the request. I'm just going to make that clear. No. Yeah, you can always say no.
Our original plan.
I didn't like that plan to begin with, if I'm being completely honest. You know what else you can say no to? Taking your dumb ass to Costco for like the fifth week in the row. I can't believe we're getting another text in the middle of the week with you in line 7 feet apart from some other a mouth breather. Like, how much can you stock up on at this point? Like, what were you buying this time?
Oh, man. You will know the day that you have kids.
Except I won't.
If you decide to have kids, you'll know you need stuff, especially when you're in lockdown mode. I'm like, we need to, I don't know. We don't know the severity of all this. So, I mean, at one point, I feel like it's just going to be a couple weeks. Next thing I know, it sounds like we're going to be doing this through the end of summer. And then next thing you know, it sounds like we're going to be free and clear by Easter. I don't know what we're doing. So I was like, either way, we may need to stock up a little bit more. The last time we made a run, we just bought wine and snacks. So I was like, okay, maybe we
need, okay, we that might have been a judgment error on your part. Yeah.
So this time we went back and we tried to buy a little bit more than necessities. But again, they were just running low, man. This time at Costco, they were limiting a pack of water per person. So only one now. Before it was like two. So now you can only – no, before it was two per brand. So I could have got two Kirklands, two Deer Parks, two whatever, Nestle's or whatever else they have. Now it's just one. Just like you could get one water.
That is the weirdest guideline I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
You can only get two Lay's, but you get 13 Utz's.
You can get like one big carton of eggs, but you, and then you could get, they're still out of toilet paper. They're still out of wipes. They're still out of a lot of stuff, man. And I mean, so people are going there and they're like, oh yeah, paper towels. They're limiting that to one too. So a lot of it is now is just you're limited to one and you can't return it. So they're trying to prevent people hoarding all this crap and trying to bring it back later. So now it's just like to not deal with it. You're limited to what you could pick up. I mean, they're not limiting like fruits and meats and stuff. So if you want to go buy like 20 packs of meat, go for it.
They got meat.
Yeah. Hoodie-hoo. But oh, actually, you know that the rotisserie chicken, that's also limited to one. You can only get one $4.99.
God forbid.
Nice. Yeah, so it's nuts, man. It's still pretty crazy there. We're running low on toilet paper, so I was hoping to pick up a pack of that, but they didn't have that there either. So
did you go anywhere else for TP?
We right after that we went over to Wegmans and
did you
they
cop?
Didn't have any there. They,
oh,
no did you toilet cop? Paper there. Yeah, ain't copping no toilet paper there either.
No cops.
And dude, their aisles are pretty empty too. I mean, there's. It's nuts, man. You know, it's weird. It's like walking around all these stores reminds me of remember in Bird Box when you walk, like when they were in the grocery store and everything was just like depleted and empty, and it feels a lot like that, man. It is crazy. It's just it's hard to believe that that's kind of the time that we're in, because it doesn't feel real, but that essentially is it, man. We're in like one of these thriller horror movies where it's like it's end of the world situations.
It's I Am Legend, pretty much. Yeah. Jack, did you do any panic buying on your part?
Yeah, my wife went out and procured a bunch of provisions. We got paper towels as much as we can, and then what?
DP?
What do we get? No, recently she went to Costco and. To try to get some wipes, some like bleach wipes, yeah. Clorox wipes, and they were out. But like they didn't have any toilet paper, so or paper towels. But she was able to get some water. It's funny because she got two cases of water. So
were they the same brand?
Yeah.
Wow.
Same brand. Yeah.
Mind blowing.
How did you pull that off?
I don't know. Maybe the one we went to just wasn't being as strict. But she commented about how. People still weren't practicing social distancing. They weren't like there was one man in particular that every time she would go down an aisle, that the same gentleman would come down the same aisle and just didn't care, right? Like just was so would just walk by like in right in the middle. And
there's people like that, man.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. It's weird. I haven't done it because she has a list in her head and she just goes at it. But she's, you know, God bless her. I love her for that. So,
but nothing else was in short supply from what she gathered. What you gathered?
We're okay. I think we're good for right now. Yeah. She hit a bunch of stores, so it's not just Costco. She went to Target. She also went to Trader Joe's.
Are they even open? Target.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, they're actually open for people? For some
confirmed
reason, I always
open.
Thought they were just – I thought they were just pickup only.
No, they got signs in the front, I think.
Oh, yeah, I think they're open. Yeah. So the logo, the Giant, is not as it's well-stocked. But it is what it is, man. You just got to be as prudent as you can and just go for it, I guess. Just go out and try to get as much as you can. But within reason, right? You're not going out and hoarding these other assholes. But yeah, that's what she did.
Get toilet paper and protein. That's pretty much all you need to focus on. Okay, is the Brita filter a lost art? Like, I don't understand the need to get bottled water on such a large scale. Like, is the Brita just so passe that nobody wants to even indulge in that at all?
I don't know. I've never used it myself.
Ever?
But, I mean, yeah,
ever. Mother
blasphemy!
This is blasphemous. Yeah, I know,
right? Jeez, relax, man.
That thing rinses and cleans just fine.
Yeah. I've never used it. I mean,
I highly encourage it. I'll say that
right,
much.
Yeah.
It's like at this point, it's like buying a bidet and bypassing the whole toilet paper thing.
Yeah, we talked about that, right?
Yes.
Getting a bidet.
Yes. Yeah. Man, the Toto bidet. Whew. If you want to buy that thing through our Amazon link, God bless you, please. That would help us out quite a bit. But yeah, I haven't engaged in that level of panic buying. I just managed to get like a couple of 9-packs of toilet paper before this whole thing went to hell. And we're still pretty good. Haven't even touched those things yet. So I think we'll ride this thing out for the foreseeable future. But managed to hit up the Aldi. No problems on a Wednesday morning. Aside from the fact that there was no toilet paper whatsoever, like I got everything else. So we're going to be hanging out until Rapture here at the AJ household. So God bless you both. You got kids. You got bigger needs than I got. Meanwhile, I'm just going to keep spending or planning to spend my stimulus check on like pull-up bars or something. I don't know.
Speaking of stimulus checks.
I'm just saying, have you guys done your research on what this – they're not – okay, so there are some politicians saying it's not exactly a stimulus package. It's like an emergency rescue situation, which I don't know how far $1,200 goes to rescue a family, but I mean I guess anything is better than nothing. But it's a one-time deal for families at $150,000 and below.
Right.
Is it – so – So you say it's a one-time deal, so it's not monthly or weekly or anything.
Nope.
No.
Once we get to May, the checks will roll out, most likely, but that's it.
And that's it?
Yep.
Oh, man.
That's
the detail I was waiting for because, you know, on one hand, I was like, oh, that's pretty generous that there's going to be a stimulus check coming and it's going to be supporting the various families and, you know, so which is perfect. But what's one check? You know, it's like might as well just not do it. It's like one check does nothing. I mean, it helps a little bit, but then like it's like a tease, you know, it's like why? I was waiting to see if it's going to be a recurring thing that you're going to get like a monthly check from them for the period of however long this lasts. But it doesn't sound like that's the case.
The answer is no. It was floated where there should be an ongoing payment to families affected by this on a monthly basis as long as this thing continues on in the pattern that it has been. But our leaders, our fine elected officials, decreed that one $1,200 check per tax filing adult would be sufficient. So I don't know. I think families get an additional $500 for each qualifying child, so that pluses up. So if you got two kids, you're coming up around like $3,400. But at the end of the day, if you're unemployed until June or August, like, that's a drop in the bucket, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It should be, because we, like you guys said, we don't know when we'll be able to go back and resume normal life. So it's like, okay, we'll get the one-time payment, but then that probably just keeps you afloat if you're not working for a month.
This could go on for like, I can't watch Fast and Furious 9 until next year. This could go on until then.
Yeah, it's a lot, man.
It's a sobering reality. It's a bad time. Did I lose you both on that one? My God, I didn't realize it was going to be that depressing. My God.
No, I mean, but the stimulus package doesn't just talk about, I mean, that's what everyone's focusing on is the checks, but then it also helps small businesses.
There's some money for that.
Yeah, I mean, there's loans. So if small businesses are hurting, which they are, they can access loans from the SBA. It also bails out the airline industry. So there's a lot more to it, but everyone's
really
focusing.
Really glad that Wall Street's getting $4 trillion to borrow.
Yeah, pretty much. It's helping out the airline industry and the service industries. So, I mean, it's really not for us. I mean, if it would have given us like double that, like let's just say it was like 30, like 6,800 for
grand
each family.
At least.
There you go. That's better. Right?
It would have been something.
But, yeah, it would have been something. It'll help a lot of families. But even then, there's a lot of red tape that a lot of low income people have to do to be able to get the money, right? Because they don't even file for taxes. If you don't make $30,000, you don't have to file taxes. So, like these people will have to do submit paperwork for it. So,
it's nonsense. I didn't believe like it would drag out this long for this to be the payoff. But I mean, at the end of the day, I guess anything is better than nothing. Like there's going to be unemployment on steroids, evidently. And I know a few people that are already being laid off. So perhaps it will be a boon to them. But all I know is I donated to a GoFundMe for my barbershop. Like support the local businesses. Like do everything that you can to affect the folks in your social circles. Because I don't think this package is going to help the folks in such an immediate sense and create the opportunities for folks to kind of bridge the gap, because that's all we're really trying to do with anything right now. We're just trying to get to a point where we can be normal again, but it's hard to say that this will help us accomplish that. So
I mean, are you guys impacted at all with your current day jobs and stuff? Like has anything changed? Is it business as usual?
Besides working from home, yeah, like it's business as usual. I'm still working. It's a blessing. My wife and I are still
Hashtag
able to work.
Blessed.
So yeah, I mean, we can still work, which is good. We don't know, the situation's always fluid, right? So they can turn around and say, "Hey, we don't need as many people on the team anymore. You're laid off." So take it day by day, man. Like, still got a job, so that's something.
It's cool.
Yeah, I'm working still. Everything that, so I do program management stuff, which I'm not going to go into further detail, but like the program that I manage has pretty much grinded to a halt. But at the same time, I'm still able to work because of the situation that I'm in. I'm a contractor, so like my money's already been put on a contract. It's already there, so I just keep on working. But the people that are directly influenced or affected by my program, they don't get any of this right now because of how things have transpired with all the shutdowns at the local level, like federal and hotel venues, and like nothing is happening elsewhere. Like nothing is happening on an at a local level. So excuse me. So that precludes. That's not a dry cough. I choked on my beer. But the program that I manage is not able to affect people at this point, just given that everything's shut down. So I have to take it as a blessing that I can continue to work, even though the people that I'm trying to support aren't getting the benefit from this program. So It's a rough go for other folks more so than others. But you have to, if you're not as directly affected by this whole thing, then I feel like it's an obligation on your part to try to support other folks around you that are being directly adversely affected by all this.
Damn right.
Yeah. So I mean, a lot of local Chinese food of late. Trying to keep those guys afloat. Shout out to Mama Chang's. you guys okay over there?
It's been an interesting blow for my business. It's like, you know, one of the things I didn't consider was like, I have signed contracts. I have these long-term contracts, but within all these contracts, I'm sure there's another name for it, but what I'm calling is like the human clause, right? So it's like, yes, we've agreed to X amount of dollars, we've agreed to X amount of time, but the human side of us understands the situation that's going on right now. So there's a couple of my clients that are just like, you know, I have one client whose business is directly impacted with all of this, and they're just like, I have their clients canceling left and right or postponing left and right, and because of that, they have to put a pause on our contract. And there's nothing we can do about it. We just kind of have to say, it is what it is. You know, we totally understand. There's another client that we were pitching some work to, and we like it was getting ready to go April 1st. That's when we wanted to start the new contract. And even though we're like, you know, front runners and we're getting ready to close in this deal, you know, again, when it comes down to the budget, they have to worry about their employees and make sure employees are being paid, and they don't have to fire people. So all of the extra spends, marketing spends, product spends, all that stuff, advertising, that gets pushed way, way out further. So yeah, so for me, it's actually impacted me in ways that I thought I had security in a lot of this stuff, because it's like, you know, we had things signed. It wasn't just like, oh yeah, you know, I'm going like week to week, month to month, but you know, these contracts that I thought was locked in and secure is now, you know, there's this human clause where you can't fault them for worrying about their employees now. So, you know, it's like, it blows, man. It really does.
It sucks and blows at the same time, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know what also sucks? Yeah. Goat. Oh, sorry.
Oh, that blows. Big time.
So the corona basically just absorbed everything and anything sneaker related, to include Air Max Day, which was supposed to be a big thing, I guess, not just within GOAT, but like the sneaker community. But then, you know, GOAT was trying to glom on to this whole thing. And GOAT, if you don't know, is the sneaker resale app we push a number of times on the show. But they had this whole tell me if I'm wrong, boys. They had this whole promotion about 326 and having like a pair of a rotating pair of Air Maxes on sale for $3.26, and you were supposed to like just like fish and hunt and try to find whatever the heck this shoe was.
I've been looking all day for these freaking suckers.
Yeah.
Is it a particular pair, or is it just jumping around all day?
I thought it was rotating.
Yeah, I think it was rotating. Funny thing is, they're all in on AWS, so so that doesn't.
Is that the reason why the app was crashing?
I don't know. I didn't see any cases fly by from GOAT marketing or anything like that. So I don't know what happened. I really don't.
App was trash today.
It was so trash today.
I couldn't load anything, and then when I got it loaded, and I found something that I was considering them buy, I still couldn't buy it. I was like this is garbage.
Wait,
man.
You were gonna cop at regular prices?
Well, there was like the regular prices, there was the 326 that I was looking for. And then there was some that was kind of like the in-between that they had random sales on certain Air Maxes. And I was like, okay, some of these that were listing for like $80, $70 or whatever, I was considering buying those. So when I went to like to the shop or want button, there was nothing. It just like hit a dead wall. I was like, oh man, they probably like just hurting on sales today. Like they were hoping for so much, which they probably could have got so much, and they couldn't get nothing, man.
Yeah, they took their promotion to Instagram after a while because they even acknowledged that the app was crashing. So they're like, go to Instagram and then, you know, enter our contest and you'll win the pair. So yeah, it was not a good day for GOAT for sure.
Did anyone get anything this week as you were hunkered down?
L season.
L's all around?
Yeah. I tried for the Duck Camos, those Air Max 90s. Yeah.
No go.
No go, man. Those were the hotness.
What do we think of the Air Max 2090s?
They're okay.
You didn't dig?
Yeah.
I don't dig them.
Boo.
I sort of like the classic looks of the Air Maxes.
I thought those were fire.
Yeah, I was looking at it. I was like, you know, there's certain angles when I see them on, I'm like, they look pretty damn good. And then there's other times I'm like, yeah, I'll pass. I think that's with every shoe, right? Like when you see them on, sometimes you're just like, man, that's fly as hell, man. But I did cop some, it was a battle, but I got the Fear of God a Converse today.
Nice.
So I tried to get the black ones, right? So they came out with three colorways. It was like the black, the white, and the gray. So I was going for the black ones all day. And immediately, like, so I started early. So I got in my cart. The wifey walked by. She's like, wow, what you doing? What you getting? So I was like, I'm getting these Fear of Gods. Do you want some? Because I saw at the time they had tons just sitting in their cart. Nope. She's like, oh, yeah, let me see what they look like. So then I hopped out, showed her what it looked like. By the time, I was like, what's your size? I was like, oh, yeah, it's still available. I added that to my cart, went to check out, sold out. I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. So for the next hour, I was pissed off. And I was just like, I'm on a mission. I'm gonna get one of these. So I was just like, add to cart, try to check out. Nope, add to cart, try to check out. So I was doing that for a whole hour. Finally, about an hour later, I got through on the gray ones and the white ones. Still not the black ones. I think the black ones were sold out. So, because I snuck in, because every once in a while you hit add to cart and then the pay button pops up and you have to try to quickly pay before it goes away.
Yep.
So I snuck in on the gray and the whites, but I don't know if it's official or not. So I'm sure like once I get my confirmation, they'll let me know. But it could be just like, nah, you snuck in, bro.
Okay, so two ways to figure this out. Did you get a charge on your credit card?
Oh, I haven't checked that yet. No.
Check the charges. And if you don't get an email confirmation, they may cancel it because they'll just say.
I haven't gotten the email confirmation yet.
Oh, L season. L season.
No.
I thought I got in on two of these guys, nah, man.
Bro. Nah, man. This is the sneaker game, bro.
Oh,
trust me.
Man.
You got to check your charges, bro. That's how it goes. Yeah.
The credit card tells all.
It's funny too because there was another release as well. Supreme had their release today, they were also releasing. Get this, their Oreo packs. So they had a pack of three for $3.99, and you can buy eight at a time. Do you guess how much that they're going for right now on
bucks.
The resale market? Huh?
$30?
$45.
Not that far off.
Yeah, for a pack of three red Oreos.
Red Oreos.
That's it, man. That's all it is. It's
all right, horrible. Anyways.
Now, granted, I did go for them. I was trying.
Of course you did.
Of course you would.
You would speak down to people buying them, and then you would be one of those people buying.
Yeah, of course. Oh, why not? If I can get like eight of them, why not? That's a quick flip. So I struck out. You can on eBay, trust me, or locally. but you can't. You have to socially distance handing them off. So I don't know.
My God. Don't
push the Oreos, man.
Yeah.
They're like, but, right there. Once I pick it up, I'll drop the money, and then after that, they'll just run inside to their house.
Yeah, seriously. But that was the move today. That was my morning, trying to get those and the duck camos.
Cream Oreos.
It's an awful morning. Yeah. All right, guys, we're at an hour. Do you want to keep going, or you want to like shut her down here and leave the topic of the horrible things we've watched during this quarantine to next week? The floor is yours.
I'd say let's go into let's wrap it up with the movies.
All right, all right, fair enough. We'll do our lockdown movie club right here, right now. Welcome to lockdown. Ice.
What's up, guys?
What the hell is this?
They're tend to lay them back in the house. I had some free time, and I thought I come on for
Ice. Ice, I need you to stop this national nightmare right now.
This ain't my doing, man.
How is this happening? How is this happening?
Look at my eyebrows. Look at my eyebrows.
Oh my God.
Okay, we're ending the show now.
Look at my eyebrows.
Forget it. All right. Well, this was a fruitless endeavor. Okay.
End the show.
Oh my God. Look at how much movie.
What?
Is it? It was this guy. But it wasn't. It wasn't you. It was this guy.
Look at the eyebrows.
What the hell are you talking about? I don't understand what's happening.
What is he doing? How did you get back in?
He just joined the call.
Okay, the call was not going. I'm kicking the plug out of the wall right now. I think Skype is not going to be our solution going forward. I'm just going to make that the proclamation here and now. All right. Well, this was horrible. But if you listen to this, God bless you. If you watch us on Twitch, Tony, please sign off immediately. No, this sucks.
Here, the millions of people listen to the Hulkster. I'll be back on Bad Plan. Don't worry.
This is the worst Hulkster on Earth. All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week. Hopefully we'll be outside and, maybe we'll be face-to-face. Who knows? Maybe something will turn here in the next week or so.
Next week, the Hulkster is taking over Asian John's spot. So look forward to that.
Did you say you're taking it in the O-ring? What the hell does that even mean?
Wait, what's the O-ring?
Who knows? Yeah. All right. We thank you guys, and we'll see you next week. Until then, I'm already gone.